Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Boom! What's up, everyone, and welcome back to So Relatable.
Welcome back, you guys.
Woo! Woohoo! Another exciting day in the So Relatable garage. Did you know that this studio is in a garage? In fact, it's my garage.
Okay, can we just talk about the fact that, like, Brent spends literally a year building this, like, perfect house, and then the house has, like, five different bedrooms, and he's like,
he decides to put it in the garage.
Yeah, he's like, where should we put the podcast? Let's put it in the garage.
Let's put it in, it's gonna get hot in here in the summer. Just imagine summer.
Brent.
Yeah, I don't think there's air conditioning,
guys. Low key, like, can we start a petition to have me redecorate the podcast room?
How would you decorate it? I want to hear from you. Would you do?
First of all, I would have, like, more lights, okay. Like prettier, like maybe some neon lights. Ooh. And I would have some, like, better lighting.
Yeah.
And I would probably have, like, what else do podcasts have? Like, I like when they have, like, the trees on the walls and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I would do
something. So we have a little bit of work to do then.
Yeah. Maybe, like, some clouds, like those little cloud things.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The fake clouds. I like that. Well, we have a very special guest with us today.
Yes, we do.
The one and the only, Lexi Rivera.
Hey, guys.
My sister. this has been long awaited, I feel like. Yes. You know, we already had Ben on the show.
Ben was our first guest, huh?
He was our first guest. Who was our second guest?
Me.
Mark.
Oh, please. Mark. Mark, my editor. Yeah, the editor.
You had Mark before you had your own sister.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, sometimes, beef. You know, Mark gets, yeah, anyways. so, Lexi, how does it feel to be on the podcast? You were already on Ben's podcast, right?
So this is my second podcast ever. I'm very excited and honored to be here. Ooh. And I'm not a pro, so I'm probably going to be going in and out.
Okay, so just make sure you stay close to the mic. I think that's the lesson, right?
Yeah, that's so crazy, your second podcast. I mean, I've only maybe been on, like, less than 5 podcasts.
Really? Yeah. I've never been on a podcast before this.
Really? Yeah. No one ever, like, asked you to be on a podcast?
I think they have. But I just never did. I just feel like I love podcasts, you know? Mm-hmm. I would love to, like, I listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I never thought about being on one. Huh. But, yeah.
Interesting.
A couple opportunities came up.
Yeah.
Hey, wow. I want to play a fun game with you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so basically.
You know, that's never a good sign.
I know, geez.
All right, so this is our first ever edition of Two Truths and One Lie on So Relatable. Woohoo! Alright, so basically, I have 3 statements, okay?
Statements.
2 of them are going to be true, and then 1 of them is going to be a lie.
Okay.
You guys have to guess. Now, keep your answers to yourself at first, and then when I count down 3, 2, 1, then you will say your answer, because I don't want you guys to influence each other.
Okay.
Alright, you guys ready?
Sure.
Here we go. The first, 2 truths and 1 lie. I have a mole on my belly button.
Ew.
My favorite chocolate is milk chocolate, and my favorite school subject was math.
Wait, that's...
I know what it is.
That's hard.
All right, so I'll say it one more time. I have a mole on my belly button, my favorite chocolate is milk chocolate, and my favorite school subject was math. Which one is the lie?
Can I say it?
Wait, hold on. No. Ava's still thinking about it. Do you have your answer,
yeah.
Ava?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see if Ava knows me better than my sister.
Wait, what are we saying?
Wait, I'm going to go first?
No. On 3, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1. You guys will say your answer at the same time.
Say the truth.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Wait,
which one do you think is a lie?
There's only one lie.
Uh-huh.
But are we saying A, B, or C? Or are we saying...
No. Just say what it is. You can just shorten it.
Okay.
So if you think it's the belly button, you just say belly button. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Milk chocolate.
Math.
All right. So Lexi said milk chocolate and Ava said math.
Yeah.
I actually really did enjoy math in school.
Woo!
Okay. So Lexi is right there. Dark chocolate is my favorite type of chocolate. You should know that, Ava.
I messed that one up. Because I... In my mind, like, I always thought it was, like, one was false.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Because that's how we played it with Pearson the other day.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Ava's down one. All right, let's move on to the next one.
I take the L on that one.
She'll take the L. Here we go. There's one lie in these three statements. I won two Streamies. I made my YouTube channel in 2009. And I've met all BTS members. Which one is the lie?
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
YouTube channel.
Streamies.
All right, so Ava's is the YouTube channel, yeah. 2009, and then yours was the Streamies?
Yeah.
I did, in fact, make my YouTube channel in 2009. What? I didn't start posting my videos till 2012 or 2013.
Oh, I thought it was 2008.
There are two Streamies up there, but I only won one. Don't tell Streamy about that because they gave me one for like the show.
Yeah, that's why I didn't pick that one because I'm like, I know there's two Streamies right here. Dang. Yep. For some reason in my head it was 2008.
It was a trick question. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I guess I don't know.
Two for two.
Well, this next one is worth 2 points. So Ava, if you get this one,
I can redeem.
You redeem yourself. Okay. Here we go. I've gotten stung multiple times by jellyfish. I don't like tomatoes, and I'm allergic to all nuts. Which one is the lie?
I know the lie.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Jellyfish.
Allergic to all nuts. Wait, those were all lies, Brent.
Is that your answer? Wait, what'd you say?
Jellyfish.
And then you said...
Those were all lies.
What'd you say?
Every single one of those was a lie.
Wait, what was the second one?
Was a lie.
What was the second one? Oh, I don't like...
No, there's only one lie.
What was the second one?
It's I've gotten stung multiple times by jellyfish.
Okay, that's false.
Yeah, that's not true.
So you're saying that's a lie?
Yeah.
Both of you guys. Oh, yeah, lock that one
in. But no, because the other two are also lies.
I don't like tomatoes.
Yeah, you don't like tomatoes.
Okay, that's true then.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you talking about? And I'm allergic to all nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not allergic to all nuts.
So which one's a lie?
Which one's a lie? Bren, you may not be allergic to
the jellyfish
to those
and the nuts. So they're both lies.
No.
You have never been stung by a jellyfish.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Okay, all right.
And you eat pistachios. All right,
let's settle this. Okay, I am the person here.
No, you're a liar.
The lie is I'm allergic to all nuts. I can eat pistachios.
That's it. I'm not doing this.
So that's the lie.
Lexi and I know the truth.
I got stung by multiple jellyfish.
No, you didn't.
Have you seen, there's a video of it. I got stung by jellyfish. Lexi, remember? I got stung by a jellyfish and I had an allergic reaction.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, but I was stung by multiple times. I got stung. Okay, you know what? I don't want to play this game anymore. This is stupid.
Do you have more?
No, that was it.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah,
don't play with fire if
all
you
right,
don't want
to
get
that was
burned.
Fun. Let us know, guys, if we should do this again, but instead of, you know, me doing it, what if Ava did it? Ava comes up with two truths and one lie, and then I have to guess.
Yeah, I'm down.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that next time.
We need a guest that knows the answers, though.
Yeah, so you'll have to pick either your sister or a friend of yours.
Okay.
That would know you almost as well as me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on here. Well, Ava, I know you have a sister.
Yeah.
And you guys are, what, 4 years apart?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And me and Lexi are 3 years apart. Mm-hmm. What are some things, like... Obviously, you have a big YouTube following, you know, you do YouTube and other things like that, like in front of like, you know, millions of people. What did your sister think about that, like before she kind of got into the whole social media thing, and what does she think about it now?
Yeah. So my sister, growing up, she was really shy. Uh-huh. Like she didn't really like care about social media or anything like that. And like literally she like would never start her YouTube channel. I would always tell her like, start a YouTube channel, like let's be like YouTubers, you know?
YouTube sisters.
And she just never did. And, you know, I mean, I think she regrets it. Because if she would have started earlier, like, she would have been like...
But she has a YouTube channel now.
Yeah, she has a YouTube
channel. What made her start one?
I think she just got older and, like, started getting more interested in it. And, like, started, you know, like, paying attention to all that stuff. And
did she help you for, like, a while? Like, while you were doing your thing? Was she there to help you with...
Yeah, but if you watch, like... the early videos where I had her on my YouTube channel, oh my God, she was so uncomfortable. She was so awkward, so weird.
That's how she was.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like bad looking back.
I don't know if that was supposed to be a diss or not.
No, that's how she was. I remember I did like a, I don't know if it was a question and answer or something like that, but it was one of her first videos she was in on YouTube. And she was like there. She's like all quiet. She was like sick.
I couldn't care less.
She was like, yeah, she was like,
I had no desire. I was what, like 10 years old?
Yeah. No, you weren't.
Did you ever like, did you ever have a phase where you like watched YouTubers though? Because I know my sister, like, no.
It's so weird. I like never, like, I never even had Vine. And then even now, if I'm being honest, I don't really watch YouTube. I watch.
You don't?
Like, no, I don't.
Who would you say your favorite YouTuber is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite YouTuber?
Yeah.
Who's yours?
I have favorite YouTubers.
Okay, like name like a couple that you would like watch.
Oh. I honestly like, I think Danny Duncan is very interesting and like new and creative.
Yeah. Olaf watches him.
Uh-huh, I think he's very interesting. And then I also like, who else do I like? Mr. Beast. I like Mr. Beast.
Yeah, Mr. Beast is good.
And good video. Yeah, and then obviously, like, you know, Dobrik made good videos, you know, back in the day, you know. But yeah.
RIP. My favorite YouTuber is, well, okay, like I have a couple, but like I really like this channel. It's called like I like music review channels.
Oh.
Like it's called like Honest.
Oh, I know.
And like honestly, my whole recommended is like Tea Spill and like all of those things.
Ava loves the tea and the conspiracy videos. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really like watching conspiracies on YouTube, though.
Really?
Because I just feel like they're not as, like, dark.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I never went through actually, no, maybe I did. I kind of went through, like, a fanboy, like, stage, I feel like, before I was a YouTuber. But, like, I feel like I like this YouTuber. His name was SuperMac18. He did, like,
sounds so familiar.
Videos. And then also, there's a kid named Christian Beatles that did videos like in 2013.
I don't know.
And those are the guys that made me start. Oh. And I was like, oh, cool. And so I actually DM'd one of them like recently, like a year ago.
No way.
And I was like, hey, you made me like, you know, you made me start like YouTube and everything like that. And he's like, oh, sick, man.
That's so funny. Well, so like, Lexi, since you were never like on YouTube while Brent was like doing his thing, how is it like growing up with a sibling that was like on Vine and like, you're just like, not caring.
It was honestly the weirdest thing. Well, you know what? I can't really remember a time when like where like Brent wasn't doing social media because I was so young like when he started doing all of that. So it was like very, you know, I was kind of used to everything.
She was 10.
And I had an Instagram from the start. Like I did, but I would rarely post on it.
Like, she had like maybe 10 total posts on her Instagram, and she had 40 followers, and I think she was following 50 people. And my mom, on a road trip one time, my mom pressured me into giving her a shout out.
And this was back in like, I literally have like a screenshot of it. It's so funny.
This was back in like 2012. I had maybe like 30,000 followers on Instagram.
So what happened?
So my mom's like, give your sister a shout out. Like, she's your sister. Like, you know? So I was like, okay. You know, so I think
my parents did the same thing. My sister's just like, no.
So I screenshotted her Instagram and I just posted it. I said, follow her. But I didn't tag her or anything.
It was whatever.
But she got the followers from it, but it was so
And here I am now today just because of that one shout out.
Yeah.
I'm just
you're welcome for that shout out.
Did people ever like think in the early stages that like Lexi was your girlfriend? Sometimes
I don't think so. I mean, there's probably some.
I think that the reason people think that, I mean, like Brent and I have like a really good relationship and we're really close.
Yeah.
And I think that the people that kind of aren't close with their siblings may think that because it's like, you know, we'll have pictures where like I'm on his back and people will be like, ooh, like, are you guys dating? It's like, no, like I'm on my brother's back and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, it's a very like,
yeah, I feel like
gross
everyone,
assumption.
Yeah, I feel like everyone like just their natural like sibling dynamic is like siblings hate each other and they don't hang out.
Yeah.
Like my sister and I didn't hang out until we were like a lot older. Mm-hmm. I remember like literally fighting with my sister all the time growing up.
Yeah.
So I feel like people seeing like siblings not like hating each other.
Well, we fight, you know, but like.
Yeah. What do you fight about?
I don't know. What do we fight about? All everything.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, I don't know. We don't really, I'm trying to think of something like in particular that we always fight about. Sometimes she takes my like sweatshirts and like my hoodies and like I'll lose them. Like I won't know where they are. And then she'll have like at least 5 of them in her closet. She just wears them and I'm like
that's just so funny that like Because you would think that's usually just like a girl sibling thing. Yeah. But because like girls wear boy sweaters all the time.
It's only like sweatshirts and sweaters though, because they're like.
I get so mad.
They're bigger, you know.
I'm like, Lexi, like give me back my clothes. Like they're mine. Like I don't steal her clothes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't. What are you going to steal? All my crop tops?
Only for the pictures.
Sometimes. I mean, Brent, you know, you never know. were there ever times like as siblings growing up where like you didn't want your sister to come with you somewhere because she was younger?
Yeah,
I never went with you anywhere.
She never went with me anywhere.
I think, you guys, FYI, I'm the cooler sibling.
If you
haven't caught on already.
Whoa. I mean. Okay, Ava, I want to get your opinion. Who do you think is the cooler sibling?
Well.
Like, you can't just, like, and give us a reason here.
Okay.
I know what she's going to say.
I got to go with Lexi's the cooler sibling.
What can I say?
Because, you know, like, I don't know. I just relate to, like, your mom a lot, and I like relate to Lexi a lot on things, and like it's just because we're cooler, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not cool, I guess.
No, I mean, like,
I guess that's the moral of the story.
Lexi has style, and like she figured it out on her own.
Got it.
Whereas you took a little longer.
Yes.
He still hasn't figured it out.
I get it. Okay, I get it. All right, I'm not as cool as Lexi. I have a question. So we talked to Ben about,
this is why I'm here.
Well, yeah. We talked to Ben about, you know, the recent, obviously, breakup between you guys.
And I love using the word allegations.
Allegations. We talked about Ben about the allegations. It sounds so serious.
It's not like a murder.
So
the title of this video, Lexi addresses the allegations.
But yeah, you guys broke up. How long ago was that? Like 6 months ago? Yeah, about.
In December.
I don't know how long it goes, but it's been some time.
Yeah. How's life been?
How's life been as a single Pringle?
Life has been good.
That's not what Ben said. Ben said everything's falling apart.
No. I'm sure he said that. No, life has been good. I'm working on myself, which is what I feel like everyone says. Yeah. You know what? I think that. Like, I knew Ben for such a long time, and we were so close for such a long time that it is good to have, like, our own lives, even if it's just for, like, a second here.
Take a little break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, we've heard some allegations that Ben is, you know, talking to some girls.
We had Ben on the show, and he mentioned, now, I don't know if any of you guys heard this. I'm gonna replay it. Actually, no, I'm not, but I'll replay it in your guys' heads. He said.
What did he say?
Out of his mouth, he said, I'm kind of seeing maybe someone,
yeah,
right?
He said, like, sort of, kind of.
What did he say? He said, I might have a little friend.
Do you know this friend?
Who is this friend?
Have you seen this friend?
I have.
Oh,
the tea. And but it's one of those things where it's been like a long enough time to where who cares at this point?
Yeah.
I think that, you know,
you're happy for him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely not like there's no jealousy there, which is like great.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was, I think it would be a little hard on me.
I think that's perfect case scenario right there.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I know that like when I or if I'm seeing someone that Ben is just as, you know.
Accepting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Like Andrew.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Like Andrew.
Let me just
like
get this.
Andrew.
Let me just get this straight, okay? Like,
oh my
Landry
God.
Is not happening. But Landry, I want it to happen.
The ship has sailed.
Hey,
no, I'm just kidding.
Hey.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like when the ship sailed? Because
I think the ship sailing is a good thing.
I think the ship
sailing.
I was
sailing.
Just kidding when I said that.
Ava is the biggest Landrew
I have
she
been.
She is.
Because I just see it. Like, obviously I don't see it for like a long-term thing, but like just seeing like a couple like a month.
Yeah. Fun. No, I'll never forget it. Ava literally pulled me aside one day. and it's like, seriously, I think that you and Andrew would be so cute together.
I did do that.
That's it. That's
but I mean,
so
like, even then, I think I told you, I was like, but not like for a serious thing.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Like, just a little, like, flirty, like,
a fun thing, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
A little summer thing.
Yeah, we'll see. But, no, we won't.
Well, we'll have to have Andrew on the show and now talk to him. It'll be like a love triangle. No,
well, okay, Lexi, like, what's your type? Do you have, like, a type?
You know what? I've said this before, but, like, literally, I don't have a type, but I have like one big requirement. Mm. They have to be really funny.
Oh.
Like, and if they're not, like, it could be the cutest guy in the world.
Yeah.
The most attractive guy in the world. And if they're not funny, it would be like, I'd be done so quick.
Okay.
So wait.
Wait, because like I have a big crush on like Seth Rogen. So like.
Exactly.
Is it like that?
Wait, 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 wait. Hold on. But you can find like one person can find Kevin Hart funny and the other person's like, oh no, I don't think Kevin Hart's funny. Well, so like, so what defines funny?
Like who's the guy? What's the actor from like The Office? Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Like he's hot, you know? Yeah.
No, I think that like, yeah, like
humor, let's get a picture of Steve Carell on here.
So hot.
Like humor is subjective, but I think that I don't know. Like they just have to make me laugh.
I get it.
I'm very easy. Like I'm a very easy person to make laugh.
She has a weird sense of humor.
If that makes sense. Like you could say something totally random and I'd probably crack up.
Mm-hmm. She's very weird when it comes to humor. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm the same way. There's like been so many guys that I've like talked to and I'm just like, you're so boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you could be so hot, but like so
like
boring.
You're a model and he's like this and that, but he's just not like the type to like make you laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can.
Mm-hmm. Like, imagine you're having a bad day, and then you're like, oh, like, I'm so excited to see my husband, you know, and he, like, doesn't make you laugh all day.
Yeah, he's just, like, sitting there
Could
being
Could you
hot.
Imagine? What a waste of time.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So Ben made you laugh then, I'm assuming.
No, that's why we broke up. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like Ben, like, would just get, like... Annoying is like the bad word, but because I get like very like I'm very type A, you know. Yeah. So like if someone breaks the rules or something, like I get really nervous and it like really annoys me.
Yeah.
So if I was dating Ben, I would always be like constantly on edge. Like I'd be like, oh
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like someone that's funny, but also like obeys the law. And,
Obeys the law.
I don't like bad boys at all. I don't.
Yeah,
that's funny. I would say Andrew obeys the law.
Yeah, but is Andrew
Can everyone
funny?
Stop trying to put me with Andrew right now?
Let's get Andrew on the next.
So Andrew, we're going to call Andrew right now, actually. Oh. No, okay.
Funny Bring him out.
Andrew's in the next podcast. Yeah. Okay, well, I want to talk about, this is a little off topic, but I do want to talk about biggest fears with everyone. So let me start.
I don't think I feel comfortable answering this question that you're going to ask me.
What are you talking about?
Because you're going to use it against me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you will.
So true.
Okay,
he literally will.
So I'm going to start.
No, I'm going to get up and walk away.
No. All right, wait, actually, I'm not going to start. I'm going to have Ava start. Ava, what is your biggest fear?
My God. Okay, so, I mean, I have a lot of, like, big fear. I'm very afraid of heights.
Yeah.
Like, literally really afraid of heights.
Really?
Yeah. Like, but here's the thing. Like, I can go on roller coasters and I can, like, go on helicopters and stuff, but I can't do, like, hikes that are, like, really, like, sketchy.
Where you're, like, on, like, the
Yeah, like, edge. You know how people, like, take those photos when they're, like, hanging off the cliff, like, you know, on bridges and stuff? Like, I can't.
Okay.
I, like, my palms get sweaty thinking about it. And then also, like, insects. But only some insects, like
centipedes.
No, like I've seen big centipedes like out in the wild and stuff. But like if it's in my own house, like a spider or something, like I just can't.
Spider.
I need someone to get rid of it. Like I can't do it.
Yeah. No, insects. There's some insects that are scarier than others, I feel like. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like I can't kill a cockroach. I can't.
Yeah.
Really?
I can't. I can't.
I can't even look at one.
Yeah, if I see one, I'll just, like, close the door and, like, block the door off and hope that it, like, dies or
really?
Something.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Lexi? What's your biggest fear?
Yeah, cockroaches.
Cockroaches?
I think. I mean, that and, like, I don't know, maybe drowning.
Oh, so water?
No.
Can you swim?
Why does this come up in every video?
Because I've never seen
That's
her
so true.
Like in a pool, like
swimming,
like chilling and swimming. Really? I've seen her like maybe with like dip, like I don't know. I haven't
maybe
seen her.
Maybe you
like,
and Tila should
swimming.
Get together and like,
yeah,
take some lessons.
Take some swimming lessons together.
Wait, did you ever take swim lessons?
I did, but obviously they didn't pay off.
Oh no!
No, I know how to swim. It's just it's not one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah,
and like. Like, you'll never see me, like, really getting into it. Like, full on, like, this. Like, you just won't catch me doing that. Like, not that it's, like, embarrassing to, like, swim.
I can't see Lexi, like,
swimming. I know.
How weird would that be, like, to see me swimming?
I don't like swimming either. Like, people probably think I do because I'm all, like, Hawaii, like, all that. But, like, I'm really claustrophobic. And, like, if I'm underneath the water.
The ocean is the biggest thing there is,
like,
Ava.
Well, no, but the pressure and, like, not being able to breathe and stuff. Yeah. Like, I literally, the first time I ever snorkeled, I had a panic attack.
Really?
Oh my God, same.
Yeah, because you're out in the middle of water and it's like churning and like
it was getting in my mask. Yeah,
it was the water was getting in the spout and like there were like big turtles the size of like literally this table underneath me, so I couldn't like touch the ground because I was like that was the first time I saw like animals in the ocean.
Yeah,
so I'm like don't want to touch them, like they could kill me. So yeah, it was really scary. So I was like not touching the ground and was like trying to like fix my mask and it was terrible.
Yeah,
so.
Should I say my biggest fear now?
Yes.
My biggest fear is, and I bet you people can relate to this. Let me know if you can. But big machinery underwater.
What?
Like.
What? Mm-hmm. Like, what an irrational fear. What do you mean?
Like, for example, right?
The Titanic?
No, like well, submarine? Yes. But like say a cruise ship, right? The underneath of a cruise ship scares me.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, in the water.
Oh.
Or like a buoy. Like if a buoy's in the water, the underneath of that buoy scares me. And like the way the chain is connected to the buoy all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Really?
For some reason, that just gives me the creeps. I don't know what it is.
I love it.
Like
it's
propellers
so
in the water, that's, like of the boat.
You like that?
I mean, yeah, I don't like love it. I'm not like putting pictures of like on my wall, but like it's kind of cool to see like when you look under.
Yeah.
I just don't like being like deep under.
Would you, so if someone said, hey, you can, because you know how people clean the bottom of the cruise ships, like the scuba divers go underneath the cruise ship and clean the bottom. Well, would you do that?
Well, so actually one of my biggest, like in high school, I wanted to be a marine biologist because I wanted to be the people that like went in the little blue planet pods and like went down to the ocean, like in the like deep ocean and filmed like the
Titanic
weird,
stuff.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, but like the creepy, like, you know, glow in the dark things.
Uh-huh.
So like, I think that's really cool. Like, being underneath the ocean
okay. In
like a submarine or something, I'd do that.
Oh, I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you're gonna pay me to do that.
Well, no. I feel like that's like super tight. I feel like that's like claustrophobic. Like
it
in there.
Is, but like I just think like there's something so creepy about being like underwater, like floating freely,
mm-hmm.
like relying on your own breath.
Yeah,
like, no thing.
Would you ever do like the cage shark thing? Like where you get in a cage and like the sharks are around you and like.
I just went shark diving like. Couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
It was fun. Without a cage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What in the world?
You never know when there's a great white that comes and attacks you and then you just...
I'm not afraid of sharks, though. Like, I've seen sharks in the ocean.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
You just have to...
It's pretty chill.
Yeah. Just as like, long as you're not bleeding or anything and then...
Yeah.
It attracts the shark.
Yeah. No, they keep to themselves.
Yeah. No, sharks are nice, you know? Sharks are friends, not food. I mean, fish are friends, not food, said by the shark in Nemo.
Yeah.
That's going to wrap us up, I think.
What an awkward ending.
Yeah, wait, what?
So awkward.
We had a good time talking to you, Lexi. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We found out a lot. We found out a lot about Landrew and things like
what?
That.
No, you didn't.
So then.
What did you find out?
But thank you so much for listening. And if you're on YouTube watching, make sure you subscribe to the podcast.
And rate the podcast.
Make sure you rate the podcast.
And if you're listening, keep listening on all platforms. I'm like shaking them. And
make sure you rate the podcast on all platforms.
Yeah.
We have to really get this down next time we do this.
It's okay. Leave it in. They understand.
Okay. Yeah. Just give us a good rating and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks so much for watching.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.